I see those kinds of things. Lifelong numbers, that's part of the mobility management, the data management part of the network. Again, it's the intelligence in the network. I see lots of room for advances there. It's the project that I have on that I mentioned earlier in the interview, interestingly enough, when I started that project at Stanford, my collaborator on it was a professor in the computer science area who was a database specialist. I had the problem, and she had the solution. And we managed to tailor database protocols and database techniques into wireless mobility management techniques in what I thought was a very profitable way. Mm-hmm. But I think there's definitely need for that. There's need for better resource management, channel assignments, power control. Are we going to use these smart antennas or not? And if so, how do we do it? Mm-hmm. My own view, having spent a year or two in this business, is that we've had a large influx of people into the wireless business who have historical concentration on the link itself. Mm-hmm. Equalization, coding, all the things, modulation, detection, all the things that you do on a single radio link. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of people spending a lot of effort on that. We have a lot fewer people working on the radio systems issues, the dealing with the, I always like to say, millions of users and tens of thousands of base stations and all of them interacting with each other. Mm-hmm. And I think we just have a lot of room for improvement there, a lot of room for more effort, which we're beginning to see. We have a lot of effort on the network side, too, because there's a lot of fixed network people have come into this business. So we've sort of got people on both ends, and in the middle, we need to deal with this new concept of a radio system where we have many, many base stations, and it's the interaction of the base stations that we have to deal with, mm-hmm. the interaction with the users in the base stations. We reuse the frequencies. That's the deliberate change in the cellular systems. The two things that I see that are very different in cellular mobile systems and earlier mobile systems, we had earlier mobile systems, is one that we reuse the frequencies in a way that deliberately subjects some users to interference. Hmm. And it's control over that, making sure that that's small enough or insignificant enough that the system is acceptable. So the frequency reuse, that's the channel allocation, dynamic channel allocation or fixed allocation or whatever, is one part of that. And of course, by reusing the frequencies between closer spaced base stations, we incur the need for handoff. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a lot of improvement that can be made in the way we deal with handoff. Handoff is dealt with today as a, I refer to it as a zero memory process. You just drive down the street and the set keeps looking around at the various signals that it sees and it says, oh, the one I'm on isn't so good, hadn't been so good for a while, that one looks better, go. Mm-hmm. Well, next block, it may be the other way around again. And designing handoff algorithms to cope with that situation tend to either create large delays in the handoff, which can create drop calls, or they create a lot of handoffs, which are a lot of work for the network that don't accomplish much. Right. There are intermediate things that can be done, like the soft handoff that's done in the CDMA systems. Similar things can be done in TDMA systems, mm-hmm. other types of systems. But even deciding when to do those things, when to invoke soft handoff, when to set up to be prepared to do a handoff, I think we can make use of information that a system can collect. The large-scale variations don't change. The buildings are always in the way. They always do the same shadowing. The hills are always in the way. You're always the same distance in a particular street from the same base station. Those large-scale effects are repeatable. Mm-hmm. Small-scale effects aren't, so you have to average them out. But those large-scale effects you could measure and store. Mm-hmm. A lot of communication between the base station and the mobile to do that, additional communication, additional signaling. a lot of information to be stored in the base station and a lot of processing. But that's where the computer industry is taking us down a very steep slope.
Right.
And I think that there's a lot of benefit that can be accrued there. So it's control of the system.